So we have the persecution of the Jews in the first reading today, a long reading from the book of Maccabees. And, they were trying to force everybody to abandon their ancestral religion, join together and follow the Greek religion, the pagan religion, worship idols and those kinds of things. And then they ramped up the persecution, and it was, anybody found with a scroll of the law. Now, granted, back in those days, the scrolls of the law would have been extremely valuable. They all had to be handwritten out. They would have been handwritten out, and if they were good ones, handwritten out on animal skin. And so the scrolls of the law were valuable things. And so they're, if you have one, it's a death sentence. You know, and it's this kind of, many of you have heard of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Well, when the Roman Empire was going to go down and persecute the Essenes near the Dead Sea, they knew they were going to destroy all of their scrolls. And so they hid them in those caves that were found, 2,000 years later. And so we see that, this experience happening to the Jewish people, and many of them, many of them gave in to the persecution, and many of them did not. And those that did not, it says, the last word, the last sentence. Many in Israel were determined and resolved in their hearts not to eat anything unclean. They preferred to die rather than be defiled or to profane the holy covenant, and they did die. Terrible affliction was upon Israel. And so they were martyrs, and we remember these martyrs still to this day. And we pray for those who are persecuted throughout the world, for their faith, and for ourselves, that we would have the courage and the wisdom to see and to follow our Lord. Today, I just want to talk about the gospel. Honestly, as I was walking over here, there's just so much, I want to see. Just that prayer, right? I want to see. Just to stand before Jesus and look Jesus in the eye and say, Lord, I want to see. I want to see. I want to see. What can I do for you? What do you want me to do for you? I want to see. But I want to back up to his first prayer. Son of David, have pity on me. This is one of the root statements in what is called the Jesus Prayer. Anybody here ever heard of the Jesus Prayer? Okay. The Orthodox Christians, the split in Christianity that happened in around the year 1000, they have a very strong devotion to the Blessed Mother, but they don't have the rosary. The rosary was introduced to the church by St. Dominic in, the 1200s, after the split in Christianity. And the Orthodox don't really pray the rosary. I'm sure some of them do. But they have another devotion that they pray in prayers. It's called the Jesus Prayer, okay? And the Jesus Prayer, there's a couple of different versions of it, but this prayer of the blind man is part of the Jesus Prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, have mercy on me, a sinner. That's the Jesus Prayer, one version of it. Or Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And they just say that over and over as a mantra. It's a beautiful prayer. It's a prayer that you can use in the same way that we use the Hail Mary. as a means to enter into the mysteries of the rosary. So the Jesus prayer, you enter into the lordship of Jesus. You enter into his fulfillment of the Old Testament. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, or Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. It's a prayer of humility. It's a beautiful prayer, and it's modeled on the blind man. And so, you know, it's so easy to memorize because just basically it's kind of cobble it together yourself. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And so make that part of your prayer life. Make that part of, you know, you're walking around, you know, the house getting dressed in the morning. You know, what are you thinking? What are you saying? What's the dialogue in your brain? Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, have mercy on me, a sinner. Driving to the grocery store, stopped at a red light. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Have mercy on me and on the whole world. Whatever. You know, you see the point. You can put it together however you like. But it's a beautiful, beautiful prayer. The prayer of the blind man. Lord, I want to see. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, have mercy on me, a sinner.